Hi, and welcome to Proverb Parables. Today, the topic of our short story is prayer. Have you ever stopped to consider that the Father is eagerly waiting to hear from you? He is calling you into fellowship, and He wants to hear straight from your heart. This means you can bring Him all your requests and everything that weighs you down. You don't have to be shy. Just let your words be open, honest, and straightforward. Don't forget that prayer was intended to be a dialogue, not a monologue. For some of us, it might still feel like the other way around, but are we taking the time to listen and then see what the Lord says in response? He's always speaking if we will only wait patiently. Prayer is a great privilege, the means by which we can speak with our Creator. Think of it like being hooked up to life support. We depend on God for every breath we take, and when we find ourselves needing an escape, He alone can give us the rescue. We'd all be goners without Him. That's why we have no choice but to maintain an open line of communication with our Heavenly Lifeline. When you haven't talked to someone in ages, it's hard to just pick up where you left off, as if you never missed a day of contact. That's why we have to stay disciplined and carve out that time in our busy schedule to talk with Jesus. We can't let the dust settle on our prayer life, however tempting this may sometimes be. The more we stay in touch with God, the easier it becomes to reach out, and the more we draw near. And so does He. Through a steady prayer life, we maintain and grow our relationship with the Lord. And as we come to know Him more, we learn that He is 100% reliable in any and every situation. Although things might be going well at the current moment, and you feel like you can manage on your own, I assure you that somewhere down the road, you'll eventually need a type of assistance that another human can't give you. The sinner wants nothing to do with God, because he's self-sufficient as he enjoys living his own way. He resists God's sweet whispers and gentle tugging. How can God be near to those who strut about with outstretched necks? That's why Proverbs 15:29 says, "The Lord is far from the wicked, but He hears the prayer of the righteous." Have you heard of the Helper? Let me tell you about Him. Regardless of whether they were rich or poor, everyone instinctively knew they needed Him. While some acknowledge this unashamedly, others refuse to admit that this noble stranger could be their lifeline. He never stayed long in one place, but as he traveled about through villages and countryside, he urged the people he met to keep in contact. "Write me lots of letters, and let's stay in touch," he would always say. His voice was so gentle, and his face so kind, it was hard to refuse him. There were many, though, who chose to ignore the Helper, and they even went further, trying to malign his character. "He's just pretending to be your friend. He doesn't really care if you write him a letter. Come now, you don't think you're actually going to encounter trouble, do you?" And by saying such things, they tried to discourage their fellow countrymen. Yes, many ignored the Helper, but many more stayed in touch on a regular basis. They didn't just write him one letter, they wrote hundreds because they loved him and wanted to see his face again. Words overflowed on paper and ink. "I need you. I wait for you. I am lost without you." Through the letter writing, they were able to forge a relationship with the Helper, the ties of friendship growing stronger with each message they wrote. Best of all, he would always write back to every single message. On a summer's day, a girl who had avidly corresponded with the Helper was traveling around a great expanse when she lost her footing and ended up deep in the canyon. She was so far down, it was impossible to get out on her own. Looking to her right, she saw that she was not alone. He was almost too far away to make out, but a man had fallen in too, presumably before she did. He was much too far away to have any type of conversation with, so instead, she simply called out, "Help me!" directing her cry to the skies. She lifted her eyes upward, waiting expectantly. Meanwhile, her canyon companion was angrily yelling,
Where are you?
She knew he was hoping the helper would hear him. Just then, a regal figure appeared over the side of the canyon from above. It was the helper. He looked so strong, so capable.
Peace, be still.
Reaching down, he took hold of the girl and helped her climb out.
Where are you?
The man who was still stuck in the canyon continued to yell.
You better get me out of here! You're supposed to be the helper, right?
Don't you hear that, man? He was with me in there, and he can't get out! The girl said to the helper, feeling that she ought to inform him.
Remember how I always tell people to keep in touch? He didn't do what I said. I tried writing him letters, but he chose to ignore me time and time again. Therefore, he will not be heard or helped, for I set myself at a distance from those who defy me and mock my name. My dear one, that is why you must always stay in touch. Don't listen to the ones who say that's not important. If you are in any difficult situation, I am the only one who can get you out of it. You can't do it on your own. The girl clung to the helper, unwilling to let him go.
You are my lifeline,